The Tolnep sighed, then brightened and smiled. A Tolnep smile was a bit frightening, since their fangs were poison.
All right, Your Excellency. It is very courteous of you to offer the information, and I shall be very happy to review it. By the way, can we offer you escort and protection? I should think a Hockner ship might show up, and they are quite nasty, you know.
I do thank you, Half-Captain,
said the small gray man wearily.
But as you know, we have no quarrel ourselves with the Hockners.
No, of course not. Any supplies, anything like that we can provide?
Thank you, not just now. Possibly later. Your courtesy is always appreciated.
We're already in your debt,
said the Tolnep, and laughed.
Come across for some tea sometime.
He clicked off. The very thought of more tea made the small gray man's stomach hurt. He reached for another indigestion pill. All things considered, this really was the worst hardcore problem that had ever come to his desk. The indigestion pill was about to take effect when he suddenly realized that the Bolbods, the Hovens, and who knows who else might show up. He hoped they wouldn't quarrel with one another. In the situation he was in, it took months now to get proper reports home and months to hear anything. He felt very much on his own. He looked out the port again at the gun-bristling monster of a war vessel, flashing along beside them in the glaring sunlight. Tough beings, the Tolnips. But really, not much worse than Bolbods or Hockners. He glanced down at the planet face below them. Was it really the One? If it were, in one way, it would be a relief. But if it were, what violence could go shooting down at it? His sigh was very deep.
End of CD 26.